I'm chatting with Douglas Reed. He's the MD of Vox. They had numbers out for the 6 months to end Feb 2010. Obviously, we'll touch on those numbers and we'll take it a bit further in delve. Doug, good day. Thanks for joining us on the line.
Hello, Simon. Thank you.
Let's first touch those numbers. Revenue down 11% at $925 million. Headline earnings off a bit at 2.14 cents. It tough out there, and I want to come to that a bit more. That's the least cost routing. What I did pick up, cost controls seriously under control there. I mean, $688 million versus $809. Is that just efficiencies in the business, or was there a trick there?
No, we've just forced to do that. You know, we're in such a deflationary environment. And, you know, you've got your sort of annual inflation on your bottom of the income statement and deflation on the top. So it's a bit of a storm. But we're just forced to get more and more efficient as we go.
Is there much more space, though? I mean, I'm quickly trying to do the numbers in my head. That's, what, 15 or 17%. Is there much space there to come down more?
No, what we're focusing on mainly now is margin.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make sure that doesn't depreciate. So the revenue will drop. I mean, the voice will come down 10-15% a year for the next 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and the data even more so. Except the data is sort of compounded in a way that the usage sort of offsets that to a large extent as a compound usage growth. But and then obviously try and make sure that we make a margin. So if we're selling voice for say a rand a minute today. When we sell it for 50 cents a minute, we still make the same gross profit.
Yep, got you there. I'm interested in, I want to touch on least cost routing. I know when we chatted last year, ICASO had given a glide path. We're talking, it's about 3 years, is it not, until that interconnect rate is pretty much gone? Or
yes.
Down to its low level, not too much gone?
Yeah, the pressure's starting now, and it's probably got about 18 months to 3 years left.
Is there still business? I mean, there's still going to be a termination rate. So as a big business, and I'm thinking particularly the giant businesses you've got, you know, making hundreds of thousands of phone calls, is still a business there, but perhaps just a much smaller one?
No, it's still there. It's really just a case of are you saving that person or that company money against Telkom normally? Because they think they obviously got most of the market. But obviously the rest of the companies will become a factor as well, Neotel and those type of companies.
Yeah, coming through. Crystal Vox, I mean, that is, I mean, the one thing which doing my digging here, you guys seem to have been ahead of the curve to a degree in recognizing lease cost routing, disappearing that termination rate, getting your Crystal Vox going, which is taking your customers who were there really to save on the mobile calls and convert them to the bigger offering. Two parts to that. What is the bigger offering and how's that conversion going?
That's going well. Crystal Vox is our premium end product where we control the quality on the entire network, as opposed to using ADSL and other people's wireless networks, etc. So quality is quite essential in that part of the game. Difficult to get down to the lower levels. It's sort of not really economical. Sort of under 30,000 rand a month. For voice usage.
Okay, and that's because you're coming in and you're laying a network rather than me saying, well, heck, I've already got a cable to and I can do IP over that.
Yes.
In terms of Crystal Vox, I mean, that's where you're talking the data there at the same time, and we're going to see that data price down but usage jump.
Yes, and a lot of the Crystal Vox solutions are pure voice. So that company might, for example, have data solutions with internet solutions or Telkom. So what we're doing is looking for other services to put down that line, especially at night, you know, when that voice lines aren't used. So we're finding other ways of making sure that the local access loop, which is the costly part, gets reduced.
When you say local access loop, is that almost what we think in the retail business would talk about, that last mile of copper?
The last mile, yes.
Okay, so you're physically plugging in a cable into their building and getting them to the rest of the world.
Yes, no, we obviously don't dig up the pavement.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So we've got to lease that from a Neotel or a Dark Fiber Africa or even a Telkom. And it's got to be backed up of some sorts because, you know, if that line goes down, we've got to have some sort of backup. So normally it's quite costly. We've got to put in a fiber line and a backup wireless link.
Okay.
And that's our ideal sort of solution. And then we're confident that the quality is fine.
And is that, I saw in part of your Spencer's, there was some 32 million on network. Is it that customer network or is it a Vox network?
That's on the Vox network. So what we will do, it's incremental. So for example, we'll buy bigger and bigger. Fiber now is quite simple. It's the same piece of fiber. You just change the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously boosts it quite dramatically. So once you've got your main trunking in, and you've got, say, for example, to go from a 10 megabit line to a gigabit line is not that difficult. And then you can go to a 10 gig, for example, on the same piece of fiber. So that's working quite nicely. It's just the local loop, the last bit, which we reliant on copper still to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
Until people are still starting. But we are following. I mean, we're working in cooperation with quite a couple of companies. And they're fibering up, for example, office park, and we'll follow in with them.
Okay, so they're good. I like that. And I've seen it in some places on the more retail side where they fiber up a sort of one of these home parks, and everyone gets it and follow them. And in terms of, I mean, broadly, you know, the economy is coming back. It's still tough out there. But Vox in itself finds itself in probably one of the most competitive spheres available out there. How do you see things going forward? How is business broadly?
Broadly, we're happy. You know, we want to continue generating cash. We don't want to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
We've got declining business models in, as you mentioned, the least cost routing and dial-ups in the consumer section.
Mm-hmm.
And those two businesses are cash generative, so it does help us finance the new business models. And it's just a balancing act of not spending too much money, still making profits, still growing, and getting through. And I think we're doing it right. And I think we'll build more and more value as we get more of our customers onto our own network. So, for example, a lot of our products, for example, are ADSL. They really don't really belong to us. They belong to, well, Telkom have got the ADSL network,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll leverage off with Telkom to resell their products or leverage off of maybe Internet Solutions. That sort of thing we are changing now. We're migrating to our own network. So there's quite a lot of investment to upgrade the network to take that. But essentially the idea is to the more customers we have on our network, the more valuable it is, and the bigger the scale of the network, the more valuable it is. So eventually, and it'll take us about 3 years, I think we'll be a very valuable asset, mainly because we've got the customers.
It's almost a sense, and let's jump instead of three, let's jump maybe 10 or 20 years, where Vox is a Neotel or a Telkom, maybe not as big, maybe as big.
I think definitely we'll definitely. I don't think we've got a real chance of being second or third in the fixed line space.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we probably are second in turnover, and I think we can maintain that. Obviously, there's Neotel with quite a lot of investment, but if we're smart and we work hard and we look after our customers and keep providing value for money, I think there's a good chance that we can be number two.
Yeah, with Telkom number one, and they're their incumbent, and they've got the million miles of copper.
Yes.
We'll leave it there. It's Doug Taylor, MD Vox Telecom. As always, great chatting. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Simon.
My name is Simon Brown. You've been listening to JSC Direct, brought to you by MaudStreet.com.